Think Like a Millionaire, Module 5, Produce Quality Results, with Dr. Steve G. Jones. Welcome back. Welcome to the module that's going to share with you the idea that you must produce quality results. Now, I'm not just talking about producing. I'm not just talking about producing results. I'm talking about producing quality results. You've got to produce quality results. Quality results are going to build exponentially in your favor. Whereas if you start to produce results that are not quality, well, they're going to work against you exponentially. For example, if you start putting things out there into the world that are not quality, meaning not the best that you can possibly do, well, that works against you. But if you put out things in the world, just like a quality car maker or the maker of nice purses or nice clothes or nice homes, if you start putting quality out there, your reputation builds all by itself because word of mouth happens, and word of mouth is the best advertising. So think about those concepts as you think about creating your life. You know, a millionaire mind understands that quality brings quantity. People who are not living their dreams, people who are not embracing the millionaire mind concept, believe that quantity brings quality. If you work 80 hours per week and do an okay job, well, it easily goes unnoticed. However, if you work 40 hours per week and perform your job exceptionally, well, you'll most likely be noticed and rewarded. This is the same reason why consumers choose to buy products that cost a little bit more but perform twice as well. People are willing to pay extra for quality, and the millionaire mind understands this. If you want to make more money, take a little bit more time to guarantee quality above all else, and soon you'll be raking in the rewards. Quality above all else. Remember that. So I want you to let go of the idea of doing anything half because you're going to reap what you sow. Why would you do anything half-heartedly? Sometimes people want to do things just to get them over, just to get it done. That's not really going to be very helpful, is it? It's going to stay on your record, if you will. It's going to be a part of the stuff that you have made. Got to focus on quality. For example, if you could spend a few days on something carelessly and get nothing for it, rephrase that. For example, you could spend days on something carelessly and get nothing for it, or next to nothing. You can make very little for your efforts, or you could spend just a few hours on something you immerse yourself into completely and gain a lot more. It all comes down to intention. When I say half-heartedly, that's a half-hearted intention. You've got to have your intention where it should be in order to produce quality results. And you're going to notice that the ventures in which you care the most about, well, they yield the most profit and bring you the most success. That's why I always tell people it's important, first and foremost, to understand what you want to do. What do you want to do? Who do you want to be when you grow up? I'm not saying you have to grow up. My stepmom always jokes and says, Steve, when I grow up, I want to be you. Because she realizes that I've lived a life in which I've embraced my dreams. I've pursued my passions. I've made it happen. And I thank her for saying that. It's a wonderful compliment. The idea is that you've got to focus on what you really like to do. That's what's going to allow you to do it the right way. That's what's going to allow you to build something very powerful. If you're doing something you don't enjoy, you're not going to do it to the best of your ability. And so you're going to create mediocre results at best. It's very difficult to become wealthy doing something you really don't enjoy doing. But if you enjoy doing something and you do it, you're not going to enjoy it perhaps every day or every moment of every day. But if overall that's what you like to do, you're going to find success is easy because the quality shows in the craftsmanship, in what you do. When you do something that you believe in, that you're invested in with your heart, you do it wholeheartedly, not half-heartedly. So from this moment on, dedicate yourself to giving your all when it comes to whatever it is you're doing. And if you're not able to do that, then realize that's probably not what you really want to do, and you should do something else. Stop jumping into things and then letting your passion fizzle out. Jump into something that you really enjoy. Now, initially, especially in younger years, if you're jumping into something and it's fizzling out, that's part of a learning process. That's part of getting to what you really do enjoy. That's why college is designed in such a way that for your first couple years, you take a smattering of classes, things you really don't like, some things you do like, some things you're not sure if you like, you find out you do or you don't like them, and that's okay because it's all designed to get you to figure out who you want to be, what you do like and what you don't like. Now, sometimes from that, people realize they don't like college, and that's okay too, because there are plenty of other things they can do that don't require a formal education. So you've got to realize that initially, when you're jumping from thing to thing, that's okay. But after a while, you've got to focus in. You've got to let go of what you don't like and embrace what you do like. And realize that a major part of allowing your entire being to become focused on what you want is to believe that you are worthy of reaching every single goal that you set. Understand that you deserve to have everything you want, and keep that in mind when you begin to question whether you can follow through and reach your goals. You are worthy of having what you want, and as long as you're following your passion, of course you should continue forward. You know, for me, it's always new experiences that reignite my passion. When I find myself in a slump, when I find myself thinking, I don't know if I feel up to this or what have you, I don't do it. I don't do something if I don't feel up to it. Instead, I look for new experiences that reignite my passion. Or I start reading something, traveling somewhere, doing something different. Luckily, I have the luxury to not have to be tied to a schedule. If I don't want to do something, I simply don't do it. Now, in your situation, maybe because of financial obligations, maybe you are somewhat tied to a schedule, and that's okay. But realize that the more you follow the things you like and don't follow the things you don't like, the closer you get to living the life of your dreams and following your passion. And this allows you the luxury to do the things that you want to do and to not do the things that you don't want to do. And if you feel a slump doing the things that you actually like doing, well, that's when it's vacation time. That's when it's time to step back a little bit. That's when it's time to mix it up a little bit, do something different, and then you jump right back in with renewed vigor. Your ability to become a millionaire comes from detaching from time to time. Studies show that if you work on something straight through for an hour, you're going to be less effective at accomplishing it the right way than you would if you took breaks. If you take breaks and come back refreshed, you are going to be more likely to do it the right way or to solve it. If it's something you're working on, a challenge that you're working on, you're going to be more likely to solve it if you take breaks. You've got to learn how to detach. So rather than investing your time, how about investing your focus and creativity? Maybe you think it's just a matter of time. Okay, I'll just put X amount of time into it. Yeah, that's great. I'll get it done. Well, it doesn't really work that way. If you want to do something wholeheartedly, you invest your focus and your creativity, meaning you're there. You're there in the moment. You're not wishing you were somewhere else. You're there. Now, as I've said, initially, when you start out on something, you may not have that luxury, and that's okay. I respect that. But eventually, the more you focus on what you want, the more you're going to work yourself into a situation where you do have that luxury to do things when you feel it. It's not about how long you do something. It's about the quality of your results. And the quality of your results come from your focus and your creativity, what you bring to it. You've got to be in it if you want to win it. Not just showing up, but actually being in it, being involved in it. A millionaire mind understands that to be stifled by spreading their time too thin is no good. If you're attempting to do this and that, and you're doing things half-heartedly, that's no good. In my life currently, I deal with just a few people on a professional level. I deal with my office manager, and I deal with a personal assistant, and I deal with a manager for my products, and I deal with a web designer. These are the people I deal with. Everyone else, they deal with. Everything else can be handled by them. Now, a lot of times what happens is from one of these folks, I will get an email or a phone call or a text, and they'll say they want to talk about something or work on something, and they'll want an answer right then. What I've found is that I schedule time for each of them, because I can half-heartedly reply and give them the information. And sometimes it's just a matter of them needing specific information that I can send right back to them. But many times it's a matter of talking about a big project or something that really requires a lot of thought and focus. And so I have scheduled meetings. Scheduled meetings are very powerful. So what happens when I get a question about some project? I say, save it for the meeting. And then I copy it and paste it into the meeting agenda. It's as simple as that. I copy the entire email and put it in the notes for the meeting. So I know when our meeting happens at Wednesday at 3 o'clock or whenever the meeting is going to be, that we're going to talk about that. What does that allow me to do? Well, it allows me to, first of all, not get scattered. If you get scattered and you're thinking about one thing and something else comes up that really requires a lot of your focus and attention, you get scattered. Your thinking isn't as clear as it should be. You're not really giving your full attention because you're just trying to check it off a to-do list and get it out of your way so you can get back to whatever it is you were doing. So if you schedule something, especially if you have a regularly scheduled meeting, which I do have, I have a regularly scheduled meeting with everyone I deal with, same time every week, works like clockwork. I know in that hour or so that we're talking, whether it's by Skype or on the phone or in person, we're going to get down to business and I'm going to be focused on that. And I also have time to think about the concepts that I want to bring to the meeting based on the email I've already seen. I'm able to put it in the back of my mind and think, okay, I can bring this to it or that to it. And I'm much more effective and more creative than I would be if I just responded in the moment. Because when you sleep on something and think about it for a few days, you think about it different ways. You think about, okay, maybe this will work. Maybe that'll work. Then someone says something completely unrelated to what you're thinking about, and it opens up something for you because you bring something to the idea from what they said, even if it's unrelated. It's amazing how this works. But it doesn't work if you just shoot from the hip. It doesn't work if you're just responding to everything in the moment. You've got to give things time to develop in your mind. You've got to give your subconscious mind the ability to think about things. That's how you develop the great ideas. That's how you go from going through a to-do list and checking off things that need to be done to developing great ideas, to making things happen on a big scale. And it also saves you a lot of stress. If you don't feel the need to reply to each and everything in your life, then you're able to move forward much more efficiently. Also, on my phone, I always keep the ringer off. At no time do I ever have the ringer on my phone on. Now, I'm not telling you that you have to do things the way I do them, but I'm sharing with you the secrets that have made me successful. I never have the ringer on. There's never a time that anyone can call me and it will ring and I will have to answer. I can see when people called. I can call them back, or I can text them, or I can email them. So realizing that you don't have to be a slave to your phone is very freeing. You can see when someone has called and you can call them back when you get a chance. You can have a certain time of your day when you call people back, or a certain time of your week. You can text them back in the meantime. You can have a message that says, I'm doing things and I will get back to you when I can. There are ways that you can control your environment that make it more efficient and less stressful for you. Now, a person who does not have a successful mindset, in my opinion, a person who does not have a successful mindset allows their time to be used up on things that don't really yield the results that they're after. So you've got to realize that everything can be compartmentalized to a certain degree. Now, there are things that are going to come up that require your immediate attention. That's just the way it is. Life happens. Despite all of your great plans, life happens, and that's the way it is. But overall, if you can gain this level of control in your life, you're going to find that things are going to make more sense and you're able to move forward more efficiently. People wonder how I get so many things done. Well, the real secret is a lot of other people do a lot of those things, and that's very powerful. But when I do things, which I often do, I schedule them. So when something's going to happen that I'm going to take care of, it's more often than not going to be scheduled, and this allows me to be very effective and very efficient. So delegate where you can. There are certain things that you don't need to do, and so why would you do them? Once you have the resources to delegate them, delegate them. But the things that you do need to do, the things that you're really good at, the things that are you, for example, for me, it's creating programs. I love doing that. That's what I do. So for the things that you do make happen personally, make sure that you've set aside a time in which you do that. Make sure you control it rather than it controlling you. I also want you to realize that people with a mindset of a millionaire choose to be paid based on the results that they generate. And this is because they're confident they can produce results. I'm confident that I can produce results. Millionaires are confident that they can produce results. So people who have a mentality that's not of a millionaire mentality tend to choose to be paid based on other things, which really doesn't amount to them moving forward. When you find your passion, when you find what you want to do, choose to embrace the concept of being paid based on your results. This is going to drive you. It's sort of like a salesperson working for commission, or a doctor with more and more patients. At a certain point, they have enough patients, and that's okay. But the results they get are going to cause referrals or lack of referrals. They're working based on results or getting paid based on results. At one point or another, you're going to see it in the formula of their business plan, getting paid based on results. So people who are focused on being millionaires always insist upon, in one way or another, being paid, being compensated based on the value that they add to a situation. Now, in the next module, we're going to talk about expecting more. I want you to step it up. I want you to expect more. I want you to expect more of yourself than you ever have before, because that's the difference. If you had yourself and a twin version of yourself, and the twin version of yourself produced more, they would get more. If they expected more, that's what would cause them to produce more. So realize that you can be a different version of yourself. You've lived one way, now it's time to live another way. You're going to start expecting more, therefore you're going to start doing more, therefore you're going to start getting more. So in Module 6, we're going to talk about that. I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.